we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we'll be discussing the topic, how to be a better parent. I think that most parents realize that they've failed in many points as a parent. If they only had it to do all over again, but they don't. And there's no use lamenting the fact that you've made mistakes. The thing that you can do is to set some goals in your life right now for parenting that will help you be a better parent from this day forward. John Rosemond, a psychologist from North Carolina, has authored a book called The 6-Point Plan, in which he describes 6 steps that parents should take. When followed consistently, these steps will help you be a better parent, one that's more successful in the rearing of your family. Before I begin to review the steps that he's given, let me take note of the fact that the most important step of all is to be a good Christian. Your children know you for what you are, and a hypocritical Christianity is not going to impress them. To be successful as a Christian parent, you must help your children find Christ as their Savior and then go on to live for Him. If you can accomplish that, you've been a good parent. But to accomplish that goal, you yourself must be a good Christian. A pastor once said, "To our forefathers, Christian faith was an experience. To our fathers, it was an inheritance. To most of us, it is an inconvenience. And to our children, it has become a nuisance." That's a generalization, but there's still a lot of truth in it. Many parents are lukewarm Christians, and tragically, their children aren't even going to be that committed to Christ. They'll leave the practice of Christianity as soon as they leave the home. And so I say again, you must be a good Christian in order to be a good parent. Dr. Rosemond notes, first of all, that you should pay more attention to your marriage than you do to your children. In other words, your marriage relationship is more important than your parenting relationship. It's very difficult for you to succeed as a parent without first succeeding as a husband or a wife. Your children are smarter than you give them credit for. They'll know if your marriage relationship isn't working right. And if the two of you are having trouble, it's going to affect your children. They'll have trouble too. It may creep into their schoolwork. It may affect their social relationships. It may cause them to withdraw or to become aggressive. It can do any of 100 things, but it will affect them. For your own happiness and for the happiness of your children, you must be sure that you've kept the relationship with your marriage partner as strong and as vibrant as you possibly can. Dr. J. Gresham Machen, a godly Presbyterian preacher and teacher of the early part of this century, once said that America is running on the momentum of a godly ancestry. When that momentum goes, God help America. Perhaps I could paraphrase that and apply it to your home. Many homes are running on the momentum of a past relationship. When that momentum goes, God help the home. You'd be wise to pay particular attention to your marriage relationship. Set aside some time just for the two of you. Go out to eat together, go on a walk together, wash the dishes together. The list is endless of the ways in which you can spend time as a couple. And that time is important. In order for you to succeed as a parent, you need first to succeed in your marriage.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.